It's Hot 104.7, Andy and Tasha. We're on the phone with an old high school friend of mine. Haven't talked to him in probably, I don't know, 10 years or so since SDSU. We were just talking about probably when one or both of us was in a drunken stupor, perhaps. I definitely was, most likely. Mike Bach on the phone with us. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So you guys, your family, is on the Family Feud here coming up tomorrow, correct?
That is correct, on KDLT.
1:30 is when it'll air here locally. How did you guys wind up on the Family Feud?
Well, I have an amazing aunt, Liz, and my grandma actually turned 100 this year. She watches the show, so she had the bright idea of trying to get the Strum family, which is my grandma's Josie Strum, onto the Feud. So she kind of lined it up. We submitted an audition tape. We did a little skit. It was completely Cornelius, and bada bing, bada boom, we're on TV.
There you go.
So then do they, like, call you? Do you have to, like, go and do another, like, audition or run through or something to make sure they want you? Or do you just show up and they're like, yeah, we're going to have you guys on?
Well, they don't, gosh, I'm trying to think. I think they said every year they have about 5 families that they fly in from audition tapes.
Oh.
And then before the taping begins, because you're, like, you know, in the studio audience and you're in the studio with, you know, a bunch of, like, 20, 25 different families, and then they go through a rehearsal process. So it's kind of like a dry run, and that's where they decide, okay, we want this family to go against this family and so on and so forth. Not all of the families get to be on the show. So mm-hmm. We consider ourselves extremely lucky to have made it on there.
I didn't realize they only bring in 5 people from across the country.
I think that's what they said they did this year.
Oh. So you really got to make the cut.
But it's a limited amount of families that they take from the audition tapes because they actually go around the country and hold auditions.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
We got to get them to Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We're on the phone with Michael Bach. He is originally from Beersford, my hometown, and part of the Strum family that's going to be on the Family Feud tomorrow, 1:30 on KDLT. So what was the thing, as you're going through the taping process and all that, that was like, oh, so that this is how it works, like behind-the-scenes stuff that you saw?
I think one of the funniest things as far as, you know, oh, this is how it works, is just the stopping and starting of everything. You know, so that was kind of interesting, you know, where they'd, you know, okay, cut, you know, start it up again. There weren't a whole lot of surprises, I'll tell you, though. You know, we all had to sit in the studio audience, so we had to, like, sit there and be excited and, you know, clap or whatever, you know, and respond to the questions and whatnot. My brother and I did get yelled at quite a few times by the stage manager, though, for completely breaking out at inappropriate times.
No, really? No.
You're not supposed to make fun of the contestants on
right.
stage or laugh at them.
Right. That's probably frowned upon.
Was Steve Harvey pretty cool?
Yes. He's very nice, super cool. You know, I was actually surprised at how religious he is.
Really?
Yeah, because during they take, you know, a break for all of the commercial breaks. And he'd always go out and, like, talk to the audience and whatnot. And, you know, I expected him to be more of, like, a comedian, you know, type.
Mm-hmm, like cracking jokes and stuff.
You know, be cracking jokes or whatnot. But, you know, a lot of his, you know, what he was saying was kind of, you know, religious-based. So that was really surprising and pretty cool to see. Very down-to-earth. Super nice. You know, he'd come over and talk to us and give us encouragement. And
is his mustache as epic in person as it is on TV?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is his mustache as epic in person as it is on TV?
It's worse. I'm not kidding you. I mean, it was like, it almost looks like it's shellacked on his face.
Oh, really? Crazy.
Yeah, but it's totally real.
It's perfect.
It is that perfect.
Wow.
It's so real, it looks
fake. Did you ask if you could touch it?
No, I didn't.
I would have asked to touch it.
And he's kind of an intimidating... I mean, he's a big guy.
Yeah, he is a big dude. He is a pretty big dude. I don't know if you're sworn to secrecy. Were there any of those moments where something kind of naughty gets said?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Were you the one who said it?
I'm not the one who said it.
Okay.
But I did have one moment where we had to take a break because Steve had a complete mental breakdown.
Ooh, we're tuning in for that.
It should be
but
good.
My brother did say... did have a naughty moment.
Oh, he did.
But he apologized to Grandma before he said it. So hopefully he's going to still be in her good graces. We'll
that, oh, that's that would be the nerve-wracking thing is like, you know, it's like the thing in your head and you know they want you to say it, you want to say it. But
depending who you're there with.
But Mom or Grandma is going to hate me for it later. It's funny. All right, so the episode will air, now you're going to be on multiple days, right?
We're going to be on multiple days, so we'll be on Wednesday and Thursday of this week, and then our airings will start back up on October 14th.
All right.
So does that mean you went for the big money then, if you're on multiple days?
You got to watch.
Maybe.
I, you know,
you can't let it out of the bag.
We'll get in big trouble.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
They'll send the big guns out to South Dakota to get us.
Yeah. Steve Harvey's mustache will come get them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I don't want to get caught in that thing.
Mike Bach on the phone with us this morning. He and his family, the Strums, will be on Family Feud coming up tomorrow, 1:30 on KDLT. I know it was a hassle getting you on the phone, Mike, but thanks for calling in this morning and talking to us.
Of course. Yeah, anytime. And keep trucking, Andy.
All right.
Good chatting with you.
You bet. Have a good one. Take care, Mike. What is coming up in the dirt, Tosh?
There's a new box set out of the Christian Bale Batman movies with some cool bonus features. I'll tell you about that. And did Adam Levine diss Lady Gaga? More on that coming up in the dirt.